Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, June 26th, 2021. Today he is addressing the changes that are occurring worldwide as humanity awakens. Let go of any felt need to proselytize, to convert others to God. Humanity is moving ever more rapidly towards its grand awakening as more and more information about corruption in many and various kinds of organizations that people have for many years believed to be honest are being publicly revealed. It is shocking for the vast majority who are themselves honest and who live lives of honesty and integrity, when it is very clearly demonstrated to them that the organizations that they were brought up to trust and respect have been lying, cheating, and misleading them for decades. This is now coming to an end because those who have for many years, often quite unwillingly, supported those who control those delinquent organizations are no longer able in good faith to remain silent. Many whistleblowers are now coming forward to reveal the enormity of the deception that has been perpetrated on the citizens of the world by their power-obsessed rulers and leaders. It is human egos that seek power over others because egos are driven by fear, often intense fear. Fear often becomes resentment. Others are more attractive, more successful, wealthier, or more powerful than me, and that is not fair. Which becomes anger, and anger seeks restitution or recompense for what the ego believes rightly belongs to it, and which has either not been given to it, its due, or unjustly taken from it. Many of those in positions of authority over others strongly believe that they need to control those others, because if they do not, great damage or harm will result. This belief demonstrates a lack of trust in others, which is, of course, a reflection of their own lack of self-trust projected outwards, because it is too painful to acknowledge and deal with. As a result, they constantly run from themselves, from any quiet moments when that fear or distrust might arise, and engage in ego-directed activities, mental or physical, that align with or even resonate with their beliefs about controlling the organizations or departments within those organizations on which they depend for their income and where they focus practically all of their attention during their daily lives. They are totally unaware of the fact that they, let alone all others, are eternal spiritual beings having an experience in form to assist in their spiritual awakening, believing that this present life is their only opportunity to experience fun and happiness, or to make a difference in the world for which they will be remembered and hopefully honored and respected by their peers and by those whom they choose to dominate and lead. Those leaders are themselves being controlled and directed by others above them in the hierarchy, others who appear to have even more power and fewer scruples than they do, and this intensifies their fear. These others are not known or recognized by the general public because they make sure to live lives that are neither ostentatious nor pretentious, and they are extremely discreet in their interpersonal relationships, knowing as they do that the power that they wield must be hidden from view or it will inevitably be taken from them and then used to destroy them. Egos are fear-driven. If you can recognize this, it will make it possible for you to deal with your own egos in a practical manner, such as by taking your time in responding to situations instead of allowing or choosing to allow an almost instant egoic reaction to occur. When you do succeed in doing this, you will feel that this is who you really are, realizing that you have not allowed fear through your egos or your emotions to control you and possibly cause undesirable relationship problems to arise, distracting you from the issue at hand. You will then feel a sense of satisfaction and peace instead of anger and resentment, even if the issue that has arisen is as a result of something that you yourself have said or done which was not in alignment with love. You are all beings of love because there is only love. Therefore, allow yourselves to become aware of your inner knowing of this, first by accepting the truth of it, and then by choosing to express and experience love within and for yourselves. Become aware that any sense of guilt, shame, or unworthiness needs to be acknowledged for the lessons with which they have presented you in your lives, thanked for doing so, and then lovingly released. As you do this, forgive yourselves for any sins, that is, errors, mistakes, and any thoughts, words, or actions that were not in alignment with love, that you believe you have committed, because in truth they have never occurred. You are love, always at one with Source, Mother, Father, God, and therefore there is no way that you could or ever have thought, said, or done anything that was not in perfect alignment with love. You were created by Source as its loving partner, exactly like unto itself, and therefore you are incapable of thoughts, words, or actions that are unlike Source. However, as humans in form, living in an illusory reality, a dream or nightmare of reality, in which the unreal and non-existent seem totally real, it is very difficult for you to accept the truth that is reality, the oneness that is God and you, living as one in perfect harmony. However, deep within yourselves you do know that this is true. Your egos, however, would have you believe that the illusion of form is reality, because when you become aware that it is not, they know that they will become fully integrated into the only state that exists, oneness. Your egos are terrified of losing their sense of self, self with a tiny s, because, apparently separated from Source, it can be seen that they are indeed tiny and completely powerless, apart from any sense of power that you have given them by allowing them to run or direct your human lives. It is essential, therefore, that you set and reset the intent at least daily, preferably many times each day, to be only loving whatever arises. When you allow yourselves to be what you are in every moment, love, then all doubts, all confusions, all unreality will fall away and dissolve, showing you once more the truth of who you are, one with Source, in infinite joy and creative harmony, a state from which you have never been separated for even a moment, a heartbeat, or the briefest blink of an eye. Why? Because there is only the One, and there is nothing outside or beyond the infinite One. Therefore separation from that One, from all that is impossible. Knowing that, experiencing the realization of that divine truth, fills your whole being, and you find that you are at peace in every moment, because knowing and being your true nature in every moment is to experience heaven on earth. When that occurs, as it will, others will be drawn to you as though magnetized, because the love and acceptance that you are massively expands your energy field to interact with many, many others. That is how the world is being changed right now as humanity's awakening process accelerates. It cannot be changed by force through cruel and insane authoritarian regimes, as your long history so clearly demonstrates. So let go of any felt need to proselytize, to convert others to God. That is just the need of your totally insecure and frightened egos to bring others into agreement with them. And instead be your beautiful and holy selves, living without fear and in the complete state of peace that your total integration with Source provides in every moment. With so very much love, Saul.